Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated April 8th, 2026, and titled, The Unique Responsibilities of Adoptive Parenting. Episode 27 of our vlog podcast focused on the unique aspects and responsibilities of adoptive parenting. You can click on this embedded link to listen to the entire conversation. The conversation began with a clip from Jean Kelly Widner, author of The Adoption Paradox. Jean's description of adoptive parenting really struck me as a key truth. She said, quote, adoptive parenting isn't going to be quite the same as raising a birth child. And anybody who tells you that is lying to you, close quote. Wow, that's a significant claim. And as adoption-attuned coaches, we affirm this fact based on our lived expertise and our professional training. We believe that anyone considering adoption or actively parenting an adoptive child must recognize this reality so that their child's needs are adequately met. This reality check is the starting point of competent adoptive parenting. Many folks might assert that the starting point is love. However, before love grows, before a child joins a family, something else is necessary. A deep commitment to become thoroughly informed and prepared. This awareness and education lay the groundwork for the seeds of love to grow. Adoptive parenting is unique. Before the adoptive family comes together, a trauma occurs. The first family relationship is necessarily fractured. Thus begins the fundamental duality of adoption-based relationships: separation and connection, loss and gain, nature and nurture, questions and answers. These are all permanently part of life for the adoption triad. Traditionally, adoptive parents have been encouraged by society to believe that parenting an adopted child is exactly like parenting one's biological child. This presupposition walks hand in hand with the belief that adoption offers a completely benign solution that solves three persons' problems simultaneously. How marvelous! Not really. The truth is markedly more arduous and personally costly. Once an adoptive family is formed, birth mothers and adoptees must learn how to face and cope with the aftermath of relinquishment and adoption. Most adoptive parents must address infertility issues. All adoptive parents must deal with the reality of parenting a child to whom one is not biologically connected. So too does the adoptee have to deal with this absence of biological connection. This lack of biological linkage remains, no matter how well-intended adoptive parents are or how much they love their adopted child. A trispective view. Each person in the triad has wounds, fears, and questions. Each must decide to come to terms with these challenges. The approaches, timelines, and effectiveness of this reckoning are unique to each triad member. The important truth to accept is that no one remains unscathed. When the rose-colored glasses come off, what truths reveal themselves? How does this revelation benefit not only adoptees, but also birth parents and adoptive parents? Benefits breaking out of the fairy tale illusion. When an adoptive family openly acknowledges adoption realities and parents become educated on the unique needs of an adoptive family, they become high AQ families. Relationships grow in authenticity. Masks can fall away. Many unintended miscues and relationship breaks can be avoided. The seeds of love grow. High AQ parents recognize the importance of standing with their children as they process the challenges of adoption. But when such conversations do not occur, children shoulder their fears, concerns, questions, and yearnings alone. They then struggle without the support of the parents who should be their secure place of safety, acceptance, and empathy. Adoption-attuned parents deal with reality instead of wishful thinking. Conversations about adoption become something valued instead of something forbidden, avoided, or banned. Needs can be revealed, addressed, and healed. Adoptive parents handle their personal baggage so they don't damage the parent-child relationship. Parents then can draw on essential adoption-attuned education to equip themselves with the information, skills, language, and confidence to meet their child's needs. Armed with this understanding and preparation, parents will recognize the importance of encouraging and facilitating adoption conversations with their child. The entire family benefits and bonds strengthen. Pain, loss, and grief weigh on all of the triad. This is a reality that challenges them all. It is a burden they carry individually as well as collectively. Adoption factors into all of their lives and throughout their lives as well. The cost of adoption for birth and first mothers. Birth mothers carry a heavy weight. They are counseled that adoption is what best fits their child. Then society typically judges them for making that decision. And the choice is irrevocable, and it often haunts them. Birth mothers do not forget their child, nor do their interrupted lives continue as if gestating, birthing, and relinquishing their child was just a hiccup in their lives. What then helps them survive and hopefully to thrive? Knowing how their child fares, being in an open adoption relationship, participating in a genuine, respectful relationship with the adoptive parents, building a connected relationship with their child, accessing quality counseling. The cost to adoptees. Adoptees do not seamlessly merge into their adoptive families. Regardless of how much they are loved by their adoptive families, living as an adoptee without the usual familial biological connection is complex and can be challenging for adoptees. Costs experienced by adoptees include fracture of their attachment bonds with their birth family, lack of genetic mirroring, interruption of their generational continuity, weakened connection to their culture and heritage, possible loss of their first language, culture, and country, psychological impact of relinquishment, loss of security due to the loss of their first family, identity issues, increased risk of suicide, a sense of unrootedness, yearning for belonging. Wow, that's an extensive list, isn't it? So, what helps them survive and hopefully to thrive? Many of the same factors that help birth first mothers also help adoptees. Knowing how their birth parents fare, being in an open adoption relationship, sharing a connected relationship with their birth parents, engaging in conversations that provide information of their ancestral legacy, receiving age-appropriate facts about why adoption occurred for them, feeling valued and seen by their birth parents and their adoptive parents. The cost to adoptive parents. Prospective parents need to develop awareness, intention, education, empathy, and determination before they commit to becoming parents through adoption. The happiness, health, and mental peace of the entire family balances on this foundation of adoption-attuned education and understanding. Much of the cost for most adoptive parents predates the adoption. The agony of infertility cuts deep, affects identity, mental health, and can strain marital relationships and complicate the attachment process. It also impacts financial resources and savings. Even adoptive families who are not affected by infertility experience the same losses common to all adoptive parents. For example, the loss of biological connection, the interruption of generational continuity, the absence of physical mirroring, a lack of common interests, traits, and aptitudes. While these are not insurmountable obstacles, they still cause breaks and barriers that need to be managed. What helps adoptive parents? Feeling secure in their parenting connection with their child, having a healthy, respectful relationship with their child's birth mother, father, and family, appreciating their child's differences as much as their commonalities, understanding adoption realities like the 7 core issues, intentionally attuning to their child's needs, especially those arising from adoption, facilitating open and honest communication about adoption complexity. It is human nature to dismiss negative information that rains on our parade. For generations, adoptive parents have embraced adoption with joy, gratitude, and optimism. When negative information crossed their path, it was easy to dismiss. They had the confidence that they had the skill sets, knowledge, and determination to avoid any of these suggested difficulties. Those bad things won't happen to our kids, our family. Unfortunately, all too often, they do, and often adoptive parents are not adequately prepared. Reality reveals a different story, a sadder story. Adoption causes trauma for adoptees and birth parents. According to the research of Lynn Zubov, PhD, adoptees attempt suicide at 35 times the rate of non-adoptees. For birth mothers, the statistic is even worse. They attempt suicide at 37 times more than women who parent the children that they birth. These are heartbreaking statistics, and the important thing to remember is that this data represents people, not mere numbers, people. Some folks are questioning the neutrality of Dr. Zubov's participant base. However, what is certain is that suicidality is higher for adoptees and birth mothers. This is why it is imperative that we acknowledge, address, and manage the complexities and challenges of adoption. We cannot sweep this information under the rug. People's lives depend on it. In addition to being more honest about adoption realities, we must recognize that adoption is not a totally benign solution. Thus, we must work to eliminate the factors that cause adoptions in the first place. When we commit to genuinely work for the best interests of the child, we accept the importance of reducing the number of adoptions so that fewer children and parents experience the trauma of family fracture in the first place. When adoption is necessary, we want to be engaged with eyes, hearts, and minds wide open. Deal with the issues head on with compassion and honesty. Recognize the unique needs of the triad. Commit to living with a trispective approach. Love the children enough to deal with the realities and the complexities. For more information about high AQ parents, all healthy parents care about and attend to their children's academic and emotional needs. That's a given. Parents must cultivate 2 intelligences, academic intelligence, IQ, emotional intelligence, EQ, and adoptive parents are called to grow a 3rd intelligence, adoption-attuned intelligence, AQ. This is unique to adoptive families and requires an additional level of education to master parenting infused with adoption sensitivity. When parents achieve a high level of awareness and commitment to adoption attunement, they live as high AQ parents. For more information, read the links included in the blog. Thank you for listening.